This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, the Japanese carmaker Nissan has cut its forecast for the year because of falling sales in China. The automaker says it's being hurt by China's territorial dispute with Japan, which has led to a boycott in China of some Japanese products. Same thing goes for Toyota, although that company is still making gains overall, as David Weinberg reports.
Toyota says it expects to reclaim its title as the number one seller of cars in the world, a title that GM won last year. The bad news? Toyota's October sales in China dropped 44% compared to a year ago, a drop caused by the dispute between China and Japan over the Diaoyu Islands.
This is definitely a part of their history and their past, and it's difficult for them to forgive and forget.
David Sullivan is an analyst with Auto Pacific. He says the conflict between China and Japan comes as China is trying to assert itself in the auto industry.
I think we're going to continue to see this kind of, I don't want to use the word belligerence, but just toughness.
Greg Anderson is the author of Designated Drivers, How China Plans to Dominate the Global Auto Industry. He says that toughness isn't always in the best interest of the Chinese people.
The ones who get hurt the most here, oddly enough, are the Chinese workers.
Whether it's a Corolla factory in Tianjin or a Honda dealership in Beijing, thousands of Chinese workers get their paycheck from a Japanese automaker. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.